Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lift up your hands and let's pray again. Father, we thank you for our gathering here in the Macarius Church. We pray that the entrance of your word will give us light and will give us understanding. I pray for these children. I pray that your word will be inserted in their hearts. May your word be locked up in their hearts like fire, so that they will not be able to stay still. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. For opening a door for us to be here. Now, if I see you standing, I'll do something to you. So the trick is that don't sit by your friend. Don't sit by your friend. Separate them. Those people, separate them. And I want you to put your hands together for Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Oh, in our church, when we mention Bishop Dark, we stand up to clap. Learn it. Stand up. I know we have a speech. Are you looking for a speech for me? All right. But he's one man whom God. Look at my face. Look at my face. Look at me. I'm the pastor. I'm the hello. Excuse me. Look, I'm the pastor here. I'm the one preaching. You come to the front. I like your face. You smile a lot. Come and sit in front here. Because where you are, no. Hey, come and sit by me here. Come and sit on my chair here. Because we have come. God has anointed Bishop Dag to build us a church. A church is a place where we go to worship God. And yesterday I was explaining to you that who your father is in this life determines strongly. There is a strong association of who your father is and how your life will turn out to be. Most drunkards have their fathers as drunkards. Most doctors have their children becoming doctors. And you are here, and your father is Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. That grace that is upon his life will come upon your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. But you don't know how to receive. You don't know how to receive blessings. Yeah. I said that grace will come upon your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because you see, if you're in the queue, if you're in the HQ, do you understand? Here is an HQ. How many of you heard us saying HQ from yesterday? HQ means headquarters. So this is the HQ. If you are in the HQ, you must show the people in the councils and the branches that here belongs to you. But yesterday, you made some branch beacon to collect your shine. This afternoon, thou shalt not allow them. This afternoon, show them that here is your house. Is that clear? Yes. All the way yesterday, you were all over. Yesterday, you were all over. But today, I believe you are going to comport yourself. Do you believe?
We believe.
Do you believe?
We believe.
And I also want you to put your hands together for our father here, Bishop Ediadi. A good father leaves an inheritance for his children. Listen, A good father. What did I say?
A good father.
Leaves what? An inheritance. What does your father have? Does he have a car? Your father, he has a car. By sport. If he dies, that's your property.
Wow.
Whose father has V8? Yeah, if he dies, it's for you.
Wow.
If your father has wheelbarrow. If your father has wheelbarrow and he dies, it's for you. Yeah. If he has what? Eh? Yeah, if your father is also owing the bank, your father has gone for loan, and he dies, you will pay. And you say you inherit your father. But why did you bring that example? Your father is owing the bank. Because the way you brought it, is that you learned it at school. What school? What is the name of your school? Legon Hills. They teach you good things. They teach you loans. Are you still here with me? Yeah. So I pray for you that we are in the good church and we are glad that Bishop Eddie is our pastor here. All right? And somewhere about 3 months ago, he sent me a text and he says that, why don't you have conference for my children too? Because he heard that I went to preach somewhere. And I told him it's possible, cry. And we've been on it. By the grace of God, you also have a good pastor in the children's church. Pastor Nana. Put your hands together for Pastor Nana. Yeah. This morning, he was showing me around the church. And then we entered a certain part of the church. And I met one of my friends there. And my friend asked me that, how is it possible that the last time I came here about a month or a few months ago, we were able to organize a conference that week. And I told him that the person who was here, or the person who is here, whom I'm working with, is very intelligent. Because it takes some people about 6 months before they are able to organize one program. So I think you should put your hands together for your pastor. Yeah. It's so easy. Pastor Nana, God bless you so much. And I believe that God is taking you somewhere. God is taking you far. Amen. So I'm here with you. I was here yesterday. I was also here in the first service. And this is the second service. And then I'll be preaching again in the afternoon session.
Wow.
Now, put my scripture up. In this conference, this is part of the conference. This is one of the sessions in the conference. In this conference, we'll be preaching about the privilege. Everybody say the privilege. Say the privilege. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 9. Quick. If you are helping me, help me well and very quick. I think the people here, they are quick. Give me change the version. I would say change the version. This brother is asleep. He's gone. This is one disadvantage of having your church service in an AC, air-conditioned church. You sleep. No, they shouldn't offer. Give him where the heat is. Outer darkness. King James, let's all read one go.
Seemeth it but a small thing unto you.
Seemeth it but a small thing unto you. That the God of Israel
has separated you
from the congregation.
To bring you near to himself.
To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord.
And to stand to stand before the congregation to minister to them. I love what I'm about to preach now. Yeah. Now, in the first service today, I preached about the service of the tabernacle. But by the grace of God, it wasn't recorded well. So you can't listen. In this service, I'm going to preach to you about to minister unto them. Hey, back to sender. When I'm preaching, nobody moves. And from today in this church, when the pastor stands here to preach, nobody should move. Nobody. If this is how you study maths in your school, you won't do well. They are teaching you 1 hour. You are going to wee-wee. You are going to the subplot. You are going to everything. It is the devil. We cast it out in Jesus' name. I say, brah, come and let's deliver you here. Come. Come, hurry up. To me be a hanu, you're born to you. I am going to call him. To me be a hanu, you're born to you. You're born to you. Hey, I'm not hearing that too. You're born to you. Machine gun. Raise it down. Echo. Hey, echo. Echo. Juice on echo. To minister unto them. Let me tell you, God has called you, all of you, to be a minister. Look at my face today. God has called every one of you here, J Church. God has called you to become ministers. Bruh, the devil is using you. The devil is using you seriously. God has called everybody here to be a minister. To minister unto them. Them. Everybody say them. You have been called to minister. What Michelle came to do right now, she came to minister. What the dancers came to do, they came to minister. That is why in the church, we don't say, let's call Michelle to come and perform. We don't perform in the church. We minister in the church. Am I speaking sense?
Yes.
I don't feel I'm preaching, crowd.
I'm preaching.
I should continue like this. Yes. You like this type of preaching?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't perform. Let's call the dancers to come and perform. Performing is for Shatawale.
Yes.
Performing is for Stoneboy. Performing is for Kamido. Performing is for Kwame Yuji. Kipaluta. What does he do? Performing is for Blacko. Blacko. Blacko, nie. Your people don't go to heaven, though. They know the people. Now, God has called you to minister. And God, what I'm doing, I am ministering. And anybody who ministers is called a minister. You are a minister. So apparently, we are supposed to call anybody who ministers an honorable. That's why they call your MPs honorables. So a pastor is an honorable person. That is why you don't insult a pastor. I don't know whether I'm speaking sense.
Yes.
I didn't plan to preach this message, though. It's not part of the things I've written down. So it is a privilege to be called to be a minister. It's a privilege. That is why there are only 175 MPs in Ghana. How many are they? 175. How many MPs do we have? I think there are 175. No. There are 170 something. That's why it's not balanced and they are fighting all the time. Check for me how many MPs we have in Ghana. There's internet in Ghana. That is why out of the 30 million people,
Only 175 people have been privileged. 275 people have been privileged to be 275. Yeah, my baby.
Wow.
Oh, clap for me. Hey. I feel it. Only 275 people have been called to become MPs. It's a privilege. That is why a whole constituency, there is only one person who is representing them. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Now, do you know what happens when a minister dies? Recently, have you heard about Asinof by-election? Yeah. The whole country was in Asinof. That is what happens when one minister, something happens and we have to do a by-election. And one day, I was listening to the news and somebody was saying that, why is it that the MPs, they drive V8 and that one V8 can build a lot of schools?
Yes.
And somebody explained that when a minister dies, the money that is used to organize a by-election, the money that we use to organize the by-election is more than the price of the V8. So let's get the minister a V8 to drive so that he'll be comfortable and he'll not get an accident. Hey! When I heard the explanation, I said, people have wisdom. Now, God has called you to be a minister unto the congregation. Every one of you sitting down on this chair, in this room, hearing me, you are a minister. God has called you to be a minister. You are a dancer, you are a minister. You are a chorister, you are a minister. You are a preacher, you are a minister. Anything you do in the house of the Lord, you are a minister. Like the boy who is sleeping at the back. He is a minister. He's a minister. I'm sure the AC is not getting there, so he's sleeping. Yeah. You are a minister. He said, to stand before the congregation. This is a congregation. A congregation is a church. To stand before a congregation and to minister to them. That is why who your pastor is. Look, it's not every church that is a church. Some churches are gang centers. It's not every church you go. We are blessed in the UD. I'm telling you. We are blessed in the UD. Recently, people were insulting us. That why do we preach from Bishop Dahiwad Millsbrook? You don't understand. I've gone to school. I've written BC. I wrote WASI. I went to university. I've done masters. In all the stages of my life and on the educational ladder, they teach us from books. Books that human beings wrote. How is it that when you come to church, we cannot teach you from a book that a man has written? You must be joking. Somebody got to be crazy. Yeah. Yeah. A minister. Say, I am a minister.
Say, I am a minister.
Or I'm not saying it with him. Say, I am a minister. Yeah. Now, even though you are a minister, tomorrow morning, you cannot go to the Parliament House and say that you are a minister. No. Even though you are shouting right now that you are a minister, when we bring you here right now, come and preach. What's your name? Pastor Gabriel, preach. Pastor Gabriel, minister. Clap for Pastor Gabriel to minister. How many of you can see that even though he's a minister, he still cannot minister? He can't minister. Likewise, you, when we bring you here right now, you will also behave like Gabriel. You don't know what to do. Now, what must you do? Sit down. What must you do? How must you prepare yourself to minister? That's the title of my preaching this morning. How, it's already even in the afternoon. How to prepare as a minister. How many of you know how to prepare? If you are going to write exams, how many of you prepare? Exams, you prepare, you do revision, you read something. How many of you want to know how you must prepare so that when you are called as a minister,
You know what to do. Yeah. Did you hear between this week that they say a certain minister's money got lost?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard it.
I heard it yesterday.
You heard this? Oh, no, it has been in the news for a long time. Now, listen. I'm teaching you. I want to tell you something about how you must prepare. Now, as they were talking about the money, then some people said that, how can one person have such amount of, I think I'm getting some feedback, some ting sound. Sammy, if you are there, do the needful. You are also a minister. And mu yi me di nuna mu mami base kakra, eh? Eh, me bre, why? If you also mess up, wait, why? Na mami volume, eh? Now listen, as they were talking, they were asking, why must one person have a lot of money in his bank account? You won't believe it. A certain DCE, ever say DCE? Chief Executive, District Chief Executive, DCE. A certain DCE came. And that DCE was defending the woman whose money was lost. Do you want to know what the DCE said?
Yes.
If I tell you, you'll be shocked.
No.
The woman, the money that got lost is a huge sum of money. I think it's $1 million. 300,000 euros. Is it euros? It's euros. It's a whole lot of money. If they bring that money here right now, we now will be happy here. The DCE said that the minister whose money got lost, recently she lost her father and something. So it's possible, say, it's someone who be boy. Let me say, what? How can funeral contribution be that much? Funeral contribution. All of us, our somebody has died before. But we didn't get that much money. Yeah. I'm explaining to you that when you become a minister, there is a way you must prepare so that when you are put on the spot, you don't disgrace yourself like the DCE. And now, people have started insulting him. Because the answers he gave, anybody who have gone to school up to class 3 will know that the man is not correct. Yeah. So, how must you prepare as a minister to stand before the congregation? I'm giving you 4 points. Number one, the first point is that listen to messages. Do what? As a minister of the Lord, listen to messages. Everybody here, listen. Everybody here. You must have Bishop Darkeyward Mills' message playing in your house. I am not joking. How many of you are on podcast? How many of you have a phone? No, let me start from. How many of you have a phone? Oh, come on! Don't explain to me if your phone is lost. Don't explain. I'm just asking. If you don't have a phone, you don't have to explain who stole it. How many of you have a phone? Yeah. How many of you? You can play music with your phone. You can play music with your phone. Now, if you can play music with your phone, it means that you can also play preaching messages with your phone. Hey, look, don't tell me you are young and that you can't listen to preaching. You don't have to be crazy. Listen. Romans 10:17. I have a lot to say. I don't have time. Romans 10:17. So then, you are not bringing it. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 into bracket, King James. So then, faith comes to you by what you hear. Many of you, I've quoted the scripture because I know it. Oh, yeah, I know. I have to know scriptures. If I'm a minister, I don't know scriptures. I should know scriptures. And it's one of the things I'm coming to talk to you about. You must know scriptures. You must know scriptures. You have to know scriptures. Do you understand? It was said of Timothy. Paul said to Timothy, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures. And that from a child, thou hast known. Is it 1 Timothy 3:15 or 2 Timothy 3:15? One of them, 3:15. Thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise. The amount of scriptures you know determines your wisdom. Learn scriptures. Learn scriptures. I can see what I'm saying here. So then, faith comes by hearing. I want every one of you from today, worry your parents. Listen. Worry your parents to get you a device to listen to preaching messages by Bishop Dr. Hayward Mills. Worry your parents. Look, if you are here and it's your birthday and your parents give you pizza, you are a villager. I'm saying it. I say you are a village girl. If your parents ask you what you want for birthday and you ask for a dress, you are a villager. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's your birthday. Ah, do you know pizza? Should I tell you what pizza is? Pizza is bread with stew on it. That's pizza. Ask the poor, I've eaten some before. If it's not proper stew, stew under. And put cheese and they put it in the microwave. Then it hardens and they bring it to you. That is pizza. And please buy me pizza. I'm 11 years. Buy me pizza. Hey, the 11-year-olds are people who are listening to preaching messages, who are there. Say, mommy, please get me a tablet that I can watch Bishop Dr. Hayward Mills. I can listen to preaching on it. Give me a tablet or give me phone that I can get podcast on it. This is what 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds do. Obi pizza by this time. Oshakoda Obi pizza. Naka Oda shala no naka your pizza. Look, that pizza is over in Jesus. It's good you don't like. It's good you don't like pizza. I said pizza is bread and stew. What is pizza? Hey, what is pizza? Question mark. Answer. Pizza is bread and stew. Full stop. Then they back. 5 marks. Bread and stew. Who has eaten pizza before? Show by hands. Pizza. How many of you have seen pizza before? Is it not bread under?
Yes.
Is it not stew? Even the bread is hard. Is it not stew?
Yes.
Don't you see some cheese on it?
Yes.
That is, and then your mother will go and buy it. 110 Ghana cedis. 165, the family one. Big box, long one. Then they bring it. 165. From today, we are not accepting pizza as birthday present. We are accepting tablet that we can get podcast on it. You see, I'm not saying amen. I say we are accepting tablets. We are accepting smartphones that we can subscribe to podcast. Yeah. That's what we are accepting now. That's what we are accepting. Are you still here with me? Yeah. Listen to messages. Listen. Whatever you listen to, you become that thing. Shall I say it again? Whatever you listen to, or whoever, sit up. Whoever you listen to, you become that thing. I want you to become ministers. Bring my scripture back. I want you to become ministers. Has my sound changed? I want you to become ministers. Say, I am a minister. Say, I am a minister.
Yeah.
So, for you to become a proper minister, you must listen to messages. Listen to what?
Messages.
Listen to what?
Messages.
How many of your parents are pastors? Or by center leaders, this type of people in the church? Yeah. You should be able to ask your father, why is that today we are not playing Bishop Dag message in the house? You should be able to ask your father. Because even those of you that your parents are pastors, they don't listen to messages. You should be able to ask your daddy, why, the whole week, hey, daddy, the whole week, we have not listened to Bishop Dag. He was news. Why? Because a certain pastor came to preach to her and he said that at least every day we must listen to Bishop Dag. Why is it that we are not listening to anything? He will give you an explanation. Yeah. 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 Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel, the projector, I need two people to be there. Ezekiel 2, 2. Bible says that, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. As you listen to preaching messages, the Spirit of the Lord will enter you. Your church, you don't know how to receive. I said the Spirit of the Lord will enter you.
Yeah.
HQ, you are behaving like this. Oh, HQ, there you are last already. But today I'll declare the witness. If you like, unless you gather all your prayer, you behave well this afternoon. Have you seen it? And the Spirit entered into me. As you listen to Bishop Dark Edward Mills, a certain spirit will enter you.
Yeah.
I said, a certain spirit will enter you.
Yeah.
Spirit. I was listening to Bishop Eddie when a spirit entered me. In midnight, 1 a.m., when the spirit entered me. And he said, build a house. You don't understand what is build a house. When you grow small and they start sacking your father for rent, you understand build a house. Yeah. Number two. The second thing you must do to prepare is that you must read Christian books. Everybody say, read Christian books. Say, read Christian books.
Read Christian.
Yeah. If you are here, you must have Bishop Dag Edward Mills books in your house. Hey, madam, you didn't hear when I start preaching, nobody moves. Are you in labor? I was talking about what? Christian, how many of you can read? You can read. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. How many of you can read? Bible says, till I come, give attendance to reading. Till I come, give attendance to reading. You must read Christian books. You cannot be here. Nana, is that the one they bought the Bible for yesterday?
Yes.
Remind me in the afternoon session. How many of you heard me talk about getting Bible yesterday? When I say your parents must get you Bible. The father or mother?
The mother.
The mother bought him a Bible. New one, new. Look. Remind me, I'll write your name and things here for you, okay? NLT, sharp. This boy, watch him. He's going to be different. Watch him. When you read, and you are asking for pizza, you are asking for bread and stew. When we are asking for Bible, you are asking for bread and stew. Somebody got to be crazy. Yeah, what's your name? Kojo, give me the English name, man. What's your English name? You don't have English name. Just Kojo. My son is also called Kojo. My last one is called Kojo. Yeah. Read Christian books. Reading makes you intelligent. Reading. It makes you intelligent. Till I come, bring back my scripture. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. Sammy, what is this tree, tree, tree? What's the problem? As you are there, when you hear the tree, you know that it disturbs. It's not a good sign. So you work on it. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Till I come. You don't have Bishop Darkin, any of his books in your house. You don't. I said you don't. And you don't read it. Which of the books have you read? Mention one title that you have. Mention one title of the book by Bishop Dag you have. Mention one title. How to pray, correct? Can you read? But you don't have a book. Mention one title. Mention. How to be a strong Christian. Yes. You see, when I say you don't read, do you hear? Yes.
Top 10 mistakes pastors make.
Have you read it before? You don't just have to know the title. You must read it. That book, I can preach it in the safe church. Top 10. There is no book Bishop Dark has written that I cannot preach it in the safe church. Top 10 mistakes. If like our next year conference can be top 10 mistakes children make. Remove the pastors and put children there. I'll preach it for you right now. You'll be happy. What book have you read? Why have you lifted up your hand? It's shameful to shake your head like this. What book have you read? Bible. See, the Bible they brought it this morning. The Bible, we tore the rubber this morning. So if you are giving me the Bible, what does it mean? After giving you fans, you see where you are. Yes? Yes? Any title of a book by Bishop Dark? Yes? Seven Great Principles. Clap for her. You see how you're clapping to his basa, basa, basa. Yes? Somebody has mentioned how to be born again. Yes? How to be born again and avoid hell. Clap for her. Yes? How to do your quiet time. That's not the title. That's not the title. Yes? You don't know any book. Written by the man who built the church that you are sitting in. You don't know any book. Yes? Gratefulness. Fruitfulness. Yes. It's correct. Clap for him. Yes? How to be faithful. Is it a new book you are about to write? Sit down. Yes? Even if it's your party, so you don't know it, he doesn't know. Yes? Yes? How to be a born-again Christian. No, that's not the title. Look, watch the titles. Yes? The Anointed and His Anointing. What a book. Yes? Somebody have mentioned it. Yes? How to pray. They've mentioned it. Yes. One of you is a devil. One of, yes. New believers. Loyalty and disloyalty. That book, if you don't have it, you are not in the UD. You must have it. That book, I can preach it to you right now. You'll be happy. You think it's for pastors? It's for children too. Yes. You don't read the book, but you have bought the t-shirt. Yes. Daughter, you can make it. May you make it in Jesus' name. You. See, you are sitting like a bank manager. You don't know any book written by the prophet. Yes. Where are the ballet dancers? Then they came for first service. Yes, in the book. In the book. Yes. The mega church. Yes. Again. Name it, claim it, take it. That's, some people are reading, you know. Others too, they are just here with us. Yes. Again. Eh? What's it then? Say again. Methodist Church. What book is that?
Methodist Church.
It's a Methodist Church. It's a book. I beg you. We've not written any book like that. Yes? Must know scriptures. You should know. It's a book. Yes? Eh? Flow of the anointing. You are not saying it well. Till I come. Everybody say, till I come. Say, till I come. Give attendance to reading. So the first thing you must do to prepare yourself is what? You are listening to messages. Second one is doing what? The third one is pray every day. If you are going to be a minister, pray every day. You know that this thing is important. To pray. To pray. Ever say to pray?
Pray.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. If you are going to be a minister, you must pray every day. If you are going to minister to the congregation, if you are coming to dance for us, you must pray. If you are coming to sing, you must pray. Ashes, you must pray. All of you who are ministers, you must pray. He said, a great while before day. A great while before day. Mark 1:35. A great while before day, he departed into a solitary place and there he prayed. A great while. Very early in the morning, Jesus went to somewhere to pray. Mark 1:35. And in the morning, you see, your day starts in the morning. Your day. It starts in the morning. And Bible says that, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. You should be able to pray in the morning before the day starts. Most of you don't pray. Not most of you. All of you don't pray. Shut up. You don't pray. You are a minister and you don't pray. Can you imagine you are a pastor and you don't pray? You don't pray. Young people, I beg you, pray. Young people, pray. Develop the art of praying. Develop the art of reading Christian books. Sit up. Develop the art of listening to podcasts, preaching messages. Develop it. You see, because you will tell yourself that when you grow up,
you pray. It's not true. Most adults don't pray. When did you see your mother pray? Your mother prays when she needs money. She has tied her hair with scarf. Midnight, already me rent her soon. That's the prayer your mother prays. Yeah. I pray for you that you will wake up. You see, what confuses the devil is to see a young person praying. Psalm 8. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies. So this is what confuses the devil. When you start to pray, when your mother is praying, she has a problem. When your father is praying, he has a problem. By you, if you are praying, what problem do you have? So the devil is confused. Why is the little child praying? So God said that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. You, hey, what class are you? No, Kojo, you, what class are you? JHS2, stand up, come. Kojo, what class are you? Class 3. Come. Do you attend the same school? Come. I want to show you this scripture. Which school do you attend? Legon Hills. Which school do you attend? Excuse me, what? North Hills. Hey, are you sure? North Hills. All of you are on the hill. All right. We are going to have a quiz. This is one school. These people are bringing us JHS2 candidates. And then the other school said that, look, we want to steal the enemy and the avenger. Instead of also bringing us a JHS2 person, we'll bring them class 3 person to contest. And the way we had the quiz, the class 3 person has won the quiz. Why are you not clapping for the class 3 person? Yeah. The devil is doing tobe. And God said, I will send one of the J Church people in the Macarius Church just to steal him and to make sure he shut up. Yeah. God is not interested in a fight. He said, I will send one of the J Church members in the Macarius Church HQ to go and face the devil. That is where this scripture is. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Is it not powerful that God is using you? Don't you like it when God is using you? Is it not a privilege that God is using you? Yeah. Yeah. Pray. When you begin to pray, the devil is confused. When you begin to pray, the devil starts to run away. He ran away. He just cannot stand to see that a child is praying. When the devil has seen that, you have opened your Bible, he said, hey. When your father opens the Bible, he's looking for scriptures that talks about prosperity,
Oh Lord, you said in your way that you prosper your servant. Lord, prosper me. Lord, prosper me. But this one, do you need prosperity? To do what? Prosperity to do what? Do you think about your school fees? Do you think about your school fees? Is your father renting the house or you have your own house? Your father is renting the place. When the rent is finished, does the landlord come and knock on your door? Or they ask your father? Do they ask you for rent or they ask your father? If there's no petrol in the car, does daddy say, bring money and let's add it and buy petrol? Even to walk from, to go home. If you like, today when we close, don't go home. Don't go and report at the police station that you are lost. Because you are very important to your parents. If you like, when we close, if your father doesn't come home, nobody cares. Yeah. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Strength. Everybody say strength.
Strength.
Everybody say strength.
Strength.
What are you doing there? This is a minister. This is somebody who is going to represent God, a minister. Look at how you are behaving. What's point number one? What's point number one? What's point number two? What's point number three? Put your hands together and stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray that as your children become ministers, may your glory overshadow them. May your power be upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make them ministers for you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together and let's welcome Pastor Nana.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.